Hopping on Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now with the KU Medical Center is Dr. Crystal Lumpkin and Broderick Crawford. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Absolutely wonderful. We're doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of the show. We got to talk about this Divine Nine Town Hall that's happening tomorrow night. Dr. Lumpkin, won't you tell us a little bit about what's happening?
Well, absolutely. And I want my good friend, Mr. Crawford, to help me out as well. But we are so excited to have our second part series of our Divine Nine Town Hall, and it's where we are inviting members of, not only members from the Divine Nine, but also from the community to come together and talk about this issue of COVID-19 disparities. Mr. Crawford, do you want to also add in?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So the title of tomorrow's session is How Are You Protecting Your House? It's being moderated by yours truly, who is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. My good friend Crystal is a member of Delta Sigma Theta. Tomorrow night, we're going to be specifically talking with the sorority. So we will have a representative from Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, from Delta Sigma Theta sorority, from Zeta Phi Beta sorority, and from Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. We will be talking with these four young ladies about what's happening within each of their respective organizations, what's happening here locally, what's happening on a national level, and then also what's happening in their own house. So COVID not only affects each of us as members of the Divine Nine organization, but also each of our individual families. So we're going to be talking about things like culture and trust and distrust and value and benefits and those things that are pertinent to African Americans and those who are members of the Divine Nine Greek letter organizations.
Yeah, and what is the biggest message that you want to get across to those representing fraternities and sororities who will be addressing tomorrow night as far as with COVID-19? And Dr. Lumpkin or Broderick, one of you can answer. Both of y'all can answer.
Yes, we have a responsibility as leaders of our organizations, as each of our organizations being leaders in our communities, to do the right thing. We need to make sure that we are engaging with our communities and with our organizations to do what is necessary to protect our families and organizations from COVID-19. Many of us have had family members who have been ill or even as far as dying. How can we do to stop and flatten the curve? This is our responsibilities as leaders of the Divine Nine organizations.
I was going to also add to what Mr. Crawford said about our organizations. And historically, we have been organizations that have been very responsive. We are service organizations, and it has been our mission to educate and uplift Black communities about racial inequities. And here we have another inequity that we are experiencing. So it is just a natural extension of what we do. And so we're hoping that we can come all together and really think about some also creative solutions to addressing these issues.
Yeah, so where is this town hall going to take place at and what time?
So it will be done virtually, and we will be happy to provide the link. The link can be found on the faithworkskc.org website. There is a registration link that can be done. It will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening, so a virtual town hall, so everyone and anyone can participate. Again, the link can be found on the faithworkskc.org website, and we are happy and looking forward to all being in attendance.
And Dr. Lumpkin, you want to add anything else to this?
Oh, no. I just think I feel very fortunate to be able to be, you know, a representative of my sorority, things that we've done in our chapter specifically to address this, but then also as a communication scientist, looking at how these type of organizations can be very instrumental in helping to address communication inequities. So we really appreciate you for giving us this time to talk about this event.
I'll add one more thing, and that is because I have the privilege of not only being a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, but I also happen to be the first co-principal investigator from the community on a major NIH grant. And so that's what's promoting this testing. Yes. And so being an African-American and being in that role as a principal investigator is not only significant, but it's what's needed as we engage our African-American community.
Appreciate your time. Thank you all very much. And stay safe out there and look forward to the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.